Now, do you find it hard to switch off when you're on holiday? Well, it turns out we only get 9 days of complete enjoyment during a 2-week break. That's according to new research. Well, how can this be? And what can we do to improve our relaxation? I need an expert, and I found one. I'm joined by TV psychologist, Honey Lancaster James. Hi, Honey.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And we don't seem to be very good at anything much. We can't even holiday, right?
I know. It's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you should say that you only really get 9 days out of a 14-night break. It might even be a little bit worse than that, according to some new research that was published by Teletext Holidays. They found that out of 2,000 adults that they surveyed all about their holidays and their holidaying habits, they found that on average, when you go away on holiday, the first 2 days of your holiday, you're not really relaxing at all. You're still thinking about work, thinking about things back home, checking emails, taking calls, wondering, you know, are my colleagues covering me okay while I'm away, or have I been sort of indispensable? And then I thought, even more interestingly, at the end of your holiday, 3 days before the end of your holiday, you've already emotionally and mentally checking out. So even though you've got 3 days left, you're starting to think about what's awaiting you when you get home. Oh my goodness, am I going to have a pile on my desk? Oh dear, I really don't want to go back. And actually, those last 3 days can be lost to kind of stress and again, sort of mentally being connected to work life rather than actually be fully present on your holiday. So I think that's a real shame, especially if you think about the fact that many people do take sort of short breaks or 7-day holidays, that you're probably only getting a couple of days in the middle when you're physiologically and psychologically actually truly relaxed. So these findings at least would suggest that maybe we should be trying really hard, if we can possibly, to take those longer breaks, those 2-week holidays at least, so that you've got a proper window of opportunity in the middle for deep relaxation and for replenishing your energies and refreshing yourself. Because if you don't, obviously what we know is that down the line you could end up burning out, because you're perhaps building up resentment if you're never getting a break. You may be having to check in with your boss or your teammates, and that can affect your relationships with them. And you're just basically not getting the time off that we all need to really fully recharge our own batteries.
And I was actually thinking, you know, you might be a carer for somebody, and you know, you feel guilty enough about taking a holiday, but it might not necessarily be work even that worries you.
Yes.
Is this a modern phenomenon because we are now so connected at all times?
I think that definitely plays into it, for sure. We have our smartphones and our tablets and our laptops, and they're all pinging us with notifications constantly telling us what's going on. And I think a lot of the time we don't need to know what's going on quite so much as we do. And that certainly doesn't help. And I mean, you mentioned there about perhaps you're in a caring role. Well, there are lots of people actually who do feel sort of guilty taking a break, or they feel like they may be neglecting their duties somehow by taking a holiday. But actually, it's the opposite, because we know that you need to take a break in order to refresh yourself so that you're in good condition. And we know from other psychological studies that you're more likely to be productive and able to do your work when you get back from a proper break than you are if you're constantly trying to stay connected and not giving yourself that space and time, because eventually you do just end up, if you're in a caring role, we know about compassion fatigue, you run out, you feel like you're running out and you're drained and you can't do anymore. So it's really important that you do take a break.
And I was thinking perhaps somebody might take a break at home and say, well, I'm booking off the next 2 weeks, I'm not going to do a thing, but I'm staying at home. That again leaves you right in amongst well, it's very easy to get drawn into, I'll just check that, I'll just check that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, those kind of staycations, as they tend to be referred, have their place. And obviously, it's nice to have time with your family and things. The problem is, unfortunately, home can be a source of, as you say, you're in those habits. You might be in the habit of constantly having your smartphone plugged in to charge next to your bed or something. And you maybe need to go somewhere different, maybe even, you know, a different location, different country, different food, different environment, to actually feel like you've had a break from the norm and to break those habits that you might be in about checking emails or checking messages or going on social media constantly. And also, of course, I mean, I don't know whether you live in an immaculate home, but when I'm at home, in the back of my mind, there's always, oh, I really should be, I don't know, working on the garden, or I should be doing, clearing out that spare room or something. And obviously, there's always that sense of I could be doing something. Whereas when you go on holiday, you know that what you're supposed to be doing on holiday is enjoying yourself and having a dip in the pool or doing whatever it is you're doing. And I mean, I like the kind of holidays where you have a combination of a bit of relaxation, but also maybe a little bit of sightseeing. I quite like to go and see things and do things. And so one of the good tips I've been suggesting is that if you're the kind of person who likes to, if you're looking forward to going to do a particular activity or see a certain site when you're on holiday, maybe instead of doing what we typically do, which is we do that usually in the first couple of days because we're really looking forward to it, save it to the end of the holiday and say, actually, I'm going to save the best till last, because then instead of those last 3 days being about worrying about what's waiting for you back home or at work, you're thinking, I'm really looking forward to doing this activity or seeing that site that I've been building up to. And so that can be another way to sort of just change those habits that we get into about thinking about work.
It just reminds me, you saying that, of the one of the Lampoon vacation movies, where Chevy Chase had this itinerary of things that the family were going to do on a schedule. And that again, that can become quite stressful, isn't it?
Well, I mean, yes, especially if you've got a big family where everybody's got a little say in what they want to do or what they want to get out of things. There's obviously a little bit of negotiation there about who gets to do what. But it's interesting because family holidays can be great, absolutely great, but they can also be a source of conflict sometimes, especially if someone is reluctant to sort of put their phone down or really actually emotionally spend time with the family. So it's important to have those conversations, I think, before you go and say, look, can we say while we're on holiday that, you know, maybe if you really, really, you know, maybe you run your own business or something and you really have to check your messages, can you do it for just a little bit of time, maybe in the morning, and then the rest of the day is ours? Or can we just do that? Because someone was telling me actually that it really was brought home to him when his daughter handed him a picture that she'd drawn of her daddy. And he said, well, what's that black square where my hand should be? And she said, oh, that's your phone. And he was like, oh, my goodness, you know, I need to put my phone aside. And I think sometimes we need a little wake-up call from our families and our loved ones to say, look, come on, let's put that to one side and let's really be together while we've got the opportunity to do that. Because it is a bit of a cliche, but I think it's true that nobody really gets to their deathbed and thinks, oh, I wish I'd spent so much more time on my phone or connected to work, you know. So let's sort of put that into place now and really make some positive memories with our loved ones by taking ourselves away, giving ourselves a decent length of time so we can unwind. Maybe book it last minute, because that came out of the survey as well, that I used to think that people who booked their holidays a long time in advance would have the stress-free option. But actually, the research showed it's the opposite. And for about a third of us, the longer in advance you book that holiday, the more chance there is you're going to be stressing about it by the time you get to it, because you may be, I don't know, can't anticipate what the weather's going to be like where you're going or what's happening on the world, what the travel arrangements are going to be. So actually, there is some value in being quite spontaneous and going, hey, actually, I've got a bit of a gap in the schedule, or things are a bit quieter at work right now. Kids are off school holidays now. Let's just, you know, grab a bargain and go on a last minute break. So I think there's a good value in that as well.
And I think there is that temptation to say, right, we're not taking our mobile phones, etc. But of course, if we've got so many things involved with our phone, and if we've got kids as well, they're a great way of keeping track of where everybody's safe. So you've got to, I think we need to have a communication before we go and say, right, this is the rules we're going to keep to.
Yes, having some boundaries, making some ground rules. I mean, I think we have to be realistic. I don't think there's any need for us to be completely off our phones or our gadgets. I mean, I'm a big gadget fiend. I love my gadgets, you know, and I'm obviously all over social media because of what I do for a living. So you've got to do that. But it's about saying, okay, if I'm going to do that, that's fine, but let's have it during this period and then the rest of the time we're together. Or maybe it's about at night, instead of plugging your smartphone into charge by your bed, maybe you put it in the next room or at the other side of the room so that you pick up a good old-fashioned paperback for an hour before bed and, you know, unwind that way. So it's about being a bit more mindful about what you might need to do to properly unwind and to be present with your loved ones in that great location that you've spent all this money on to go and visit. Let's do that. Let's really get the value out of this holiday by having a proper window of time to relax and switch off.
You can maybe take a Kindle or your phone as well, although that's a bit of a double-edged sword, and line up yourself some nice audiobooks for your holiday.
Oh, audiobooks. Like, love audiobooks and podcasts, fun things. You know, so many things you can do. Yeah, use your electronic readers. Those kinds of things are all great to be able to take stuff away. But and there's nothing wrong with technology in and of itself. It's just about how we use it. And it's about, I think, just being aware of whether it's become habitual that, you know, the rest of the year we're constantly reaching for our phones to manage our businesses and check in with work. And maybe this is a time on holiday for us to not only be in a completely new location, maybe eating new food, maybe seeing new things, but also maybe doing new things and doing your everyday routine slightly differently as well, breaking those common habits that we have for the benefit of not only your own psychological and emotional and even physical health, because we know we need a break, but also because when you get back to work, back to everyday life, you're going to be a better version of yourself and more productive and more able to cope because you've given yourself that break. And you've also invested in the quality relationships that you need to invest in if you want to keep a happy, happy, healthy home life as well.
And of course, if you're a Luddite like me, it's even easier.
I mean, are you going on holiday this year?
I haven't got anything planned at the moment. No.
Ah, well, that's good. You see, you're in a good place. You can pick some bargain up for a spontaneously last minute, not have all that stress of worrying before you go and just take off somewhere. I love doing that.
Sounds tempting. Honey Lancaster, James, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for the great advice.
Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.